So I started a couple of weekly meditation classes, one for the people who've been meditating with me at the Hanse Buddhist Vihara, and the other for completely new people. And these went on, you know, week after week, quite steadily, and quite a lot of people passed through. And then, of course, after a few weeks, or perhaps a few months, I started giving lectures. I started giving courses of lectures. And I remember very well that the very first course of lectures I gave under the auspices of the FWBO was held at the Kingsway Hall in Holborn, and was on the subject of aspects of Buddhist psychology. You notice the psychology, because psychology was very popular in those days. You know, Buddhists, those who thought of themselves as Buddhists, used to read mainly psychological literature. You know, Freud, Jung, Steckel, Sullivan, who was the other one who was very popular? Oh, Eric Fromm, he was very popular. Did I mention Jung? Yes, I mean, people used to read almost, well, anything except the Buddhist scriptures in those days. They certainly read all these, you know, writers on different aspects of psychology. So one had, as it were, to attract people, lure people with this magic word, psychology. That would really draw them. So we had aspects of Buddhist psychology. But of course, under this, they had the analytical psychology of the Abhidharma, you know, good, tough material to begin with. They had, I believe, the depth psychology of the Yogacara, which brought in lots of Buddhist metaphysics. And we even had, you know, the archetypal symbolism of the life of the Buddha. Because archetypal was another word that really drew them. And we had something about the Tibetan Book of the Dead, something about death. And that, rather to my surprise, really drew them. They really came flocking to that lecture. That was the most successful lecture we had in the whole series. So, under this banner of psychology, well, one was able to put across really so much of Buddhism, and people didn't seem to notice. And then it was the second series of lectures I gave. This series was at Centre House, was on the Buddha's Noble Eightfold Path. Here we came to really basic Buddhist material. And of course, the transcripts, the edited transcripts of those tape recorded talks, are still very much in circulation in the FWBO. We were recently printed in our Mitratar series with all sorts of comments and explanations taken from seminars. So I rather like to think, I'm happy to think that, those early lectures, given 18 years ago, are still in circulation in the FWBO. And still so useful. Incidentally, they are being published almost at this very moment by Buddhist friends of ours in Malaysia. These Buddhist friends of ours in Malaysia, Buddhists of Chinese origin and Chinese descent, were so taken by these lectures when they encountered them on tape that they wanted to publish them themselves for us. And give us several thousand copies. So this is what is happening now. They're going to give us 4,000 copies for free distribution, mainly in India, because that's where I think they'll probably do the greatest amount of good. So it's really interesting to think that lectures I gave in London, lectures I gave at Centre House in Kensington, you know, nearly 19 years ago, are proving useful in this very year to Buddhists of Chinese origin in faraway Malaysia, and that they are reprinting these lectures in that way.